Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
By 2020, Mark Zuckerberg had lived multiple continuances in one. At just 36, he was a hubby, father, billionaire entrepreneur, and the CEO of one of the most important companies in the world. Facebook had evolved from a social network into a vast digital ecosystem, gauging Instagram, WhatsApp, Oculus, and Messenger, connecting over 3 billion people worldwide. But success on that scale came with enormous weight. Every decision he made now gurgled through society's husbandry and governments. The world was in bouleversement. A global epidemic had forced billions outdoors, accelerating digital dependence. Facebook's operations soared. People turned to its platform for news, connection, and community. The company's waiters carried the weight of humanity's exchanges, fears, and updates. Yet with that swell came new scrutiny, misinformation about health, politics, and public safety spread briskly than ever. Mark set up himself formally again at the center of a global debate, this time about Verity itself. Behind the scenes, his life was quieter. Mark and his woman, Priscilla Chan, concentrated decreasingly on family and philanthropy. Married in 2012, they participated in a vision of giving back, embedded in both technology and compassion. Their daughters, Maxima and August, came anchors in a life else dominated by noise and review. Mark frequently said that motherhood gave him perspective. It reminded him why he erected Facebook in the first place, to connect people, to make the world lower, more open, more mortal. That sense of purpose extended into the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative, CZI. Their humanitarian foundation launched in 2015. The thing was audacious: to advance mortal eventuality and promote equivalency. The action invested billions into education reform, biomedical exploration, and felonious justice. It reflected a quieter side of Zuckerberg, one lower visible than the CEO captions of romanticists who believe technology and wisdom could cure conditions, empower literacy, and lift communities. Yet, indeed, as he pursued good, review persisted. Politicians and controllers around the world indicted Facebook of applying too important influence. The company faced antitrust suits, sequestration forfeitures, and allegations of monopolistic jest. Every accession and product decision was scanned for motives. Mark had to evolve, not as a coder, but as a strategist, prophet, and statesman. He spent further time at testing before governments than he did in product meetings. It was not the part he envisaged when he erected Facebook in his dorm, but it was now inevitably part of his life. Internally, Facebook was changing too. The company restructured to ameliorate translucency, responsibility, and invention. Mark pushed enterprise around responsible AI, data sequestration, and global community norms. He also supported a shift toward translated messaging and interoperability between Facebook's family of apps. His gospel was realistic: people should control their digital lives, and communication should be private, secure, and universal. But despite reforms, challenges kept coming. Intimation to test speech, election hindrance. Each new surge tested the platform systems and Mark's leadership. The pressure between free expression and social responsibility came the defining struggle of his period. Mark's public statements reflected this complexity. He defended openness, but conceded the detriment that limited speech could beget. He spoke less like the hacker who erected Facebook and more like a champion wrestling with the moral counter-accusations of connection at scale. Meanwhile, the world of technology was shifting again. Companies like Google, Apple, and TikTok were reconsidering stoner engagement and digital ecosystems. Competition boosted, especially among youngish cult. Facebook was seen by some as a heritage platform, useful, but no longer cool. Mark took this tete-a-tete. Innovation, not conservation, had always driven him. So he began looking beyond the horizon, toward commodity entirely new, commodity that could review his heritage. That vision formed around the idea of the metaverse, a completely immersive digital world that would combine physical and virtual life. For Mark, it was Ent Wisdom fabrication. It was a coming logical step in mortal connectivity. He believed that just as the mobile internet had revolutionized communication, the metaverse would transfigure how people work, play, learn, and fraternize. By late 2021, Mark made one of the most dramatic moves of his career, rebranding Facebook as Meta. The advertisement stunned the world. Overnight, the company's identity shifted from social media to a broader charge of erecting the coming elaboration of the internet. Critics called it a distraction from Facebook's difficulties. Sympathizers saw it as visionary. For Mark, it was neither spin nor escape, it was elaboration. The advertisement of Meta in October 2021 was not just a rebrand. It was a public protestation of faith in a future utmost people could not yet see. Mark Zuckerberg stood on stage, calm but animated, describing a world where people could meet, work, and play in completely immersive digital spaces. In corporations' virtual homes, digital husbandry, it sounded bold, indeed romantic. To Mark, it was a logical coming step. To numerous others, it looked like a hopeless pivot. The verity lay nearly in between. At Meta's headquarters in Menlo Park, the shift was immediate and each consuming. Brigades that formerly concentrated on refining Facebook's newsfeed or Instagram's algorithm were now exploring virtual reality, VR, and Stoke Reality, AR. The Reality Labs division, responsible for the Oculus headset, came Meta's crown jewel. Billions of bones flowed into exploration, tackle development, and new just design for a yet undetermined world. Mark called it laying the foundation for the future. He knew it would end pay off snappily. He compared it to the early days of mobile computing, when Facebook had to resuscitate itself to survive the smartphone period. The coming platform would be erected by accident, he told a platoon. We'd to make it designedly. But outside those walls, dubitation was growing presto. Investors were uneasy about the company spending knockouts of billions on commodity that might not live for a decade. Tech observers mocked the cartoonish incorporations and cumbrous headsets. The public didn't see a revolution. They saw a billionaire trying to escape his own platform's difficulties by chasing wisdom fabrication. Indeed, within Meta, morale was mixed. Masterminds respected Mark's conviction, but the thing felt abstract. The epidemic had formally exhausted brigades, and now the company's direction was changing faster than ever. Some still left for startups or rival enterprises. Others stayed, driven by belief or fidelity. Mark, meanwhile, doubled down. For him, conviction was not just confidence, it was duty. By early 2022, Meta's first major metaverse product, Horizon Worlds, launched to the public. It was meant to be a social VR experience, a regard of what the digital macrocosm could come. But relinquishment was slow. Utmost people didn't own headsets, and those who tried the platform frequently left unimpressed. It was glitchy, empty, and still searching for a purpose. At the same time, Facebook and Instagram were under fire again. The rise of TikTok had converted how people consume content. Suddenly, presto, visual bursts of entertainment. Meta climbed to acclimatize, launching roles a short videotape point. But critics indicted Zuckerberg of reproduction, not invention. It was a harsh irony while he was chasing the metaverse. His conglomerate was losing ground in the world that actually was. Also came the fiscal mega-hit. In 2022, Meta's stock plunged by further than 70%. It was one of the steepest declines in Silicon Valley history. Investors shocked. For the first time in his career, Zuckerberg faced a genuine extremity of confidence, not from the public, but from Wall Street. Judges questioned his leadership. Workers rumored about layoffs. Mark responded in the only way he knew how, by working harder. He cut costs, reorganized brigades, and pushed for effectiveness. In 2023, he declared it the time of effectiveness, motioning artistic reset at Meta. The company laid off over 10,000 workers. It was brutal but necessary. Mark said openly that Meta had grown too presto, too bloated. "We're returning to our roots," he told staff. "Lower, scrappier, more focused." Despite the pain, there were signs of adaptability. Instagram continued to thrive. WhatsApp became a dominant global messaging tool with growing business operations. Facebook, however less glamorous, remained a pillar for billions of druggies. The metaverse work continued, but quieter now. Lower spectacle, further substance. Behind the scenes, Mark's preoccupation shifted toward artificial intelligence. AI, he realized, was a ground between Meta's present and its future. He invested heavily in AI exploration, integrating machine literacy into Meta's products, from happy recommendation to virtual world generation. AI wasn't replacing the metaverse vision, it was expanding it. Intimately, Mark balanced all this with unexpectedly steady home life. Priscilla remained as confident and corrective, calm, predicated, mortal in a world of abstractions. They shielded their daughters from the noise. On weekends, Mark took them on hikes, bike lifts, or rendering systems. He was at the sprat behind the screen presently. He was a man trying to raise a family while steering a technological conglomerate. Still, he couldn't escape the pressure of being both visionary and villain. To his critics, the metaverse was a vanity design, an attempt to control another subcast of mortal commerce. To his sympathizers, it was evidence of courage, a mean ability to go on the long game. Mark didn't watch important for perception. He learned that heritage wasn't about fashionability. It was about impact. What many aphorism was how, tete-a-tete, he took failure. Musketeers say he didn't rant or fear. He anatomized. He'd walk into meetings with slides of stoner retention data, VR relinquishment angles, and literal circumlocutions about invention cycles. The internet looked silly formally, too, he'd remind them. By late 2023, Meta began recovering footing. Stock prices stabilized. AI tools bettered engagement across platforms. The public discussion sluggishly shifted from collapse to comeback. The metaverse was still distant, but not dead. New prototypes of lighter headsets and mixed reality spectacles suggested that progress. For Mark, it was confirmation, indeed if quiet. By 2024, Mark Zuckerberg had spent further than half his life erecting one company. The world had watched him grow from a hoodie, wearing hacker to a measured superintendent who could move requests with many words. He'd been villainized, doted, and studied like a living case study on the power of technology. And yet, for all the noise around him, his focus at end change figure affects that last. But the world he'd helped produce was changing faster than ever. AI, once a quiet exploration area, had exploded into the mainstream. Chatbots, image creators, virtual sidekicks. Suddenly, every tech mammoth was rotating to artificial intelligence. For the first time, Meta wasn't seen as a disruptor, but as one of the incumbents fighting to stay applicable. Mark took it tete-a-tete, not with bitterness, but with curiosity. In meetings, he'd challenge brigades to suppose 10 times ahead. What's after AI? What's after smartphones? The metaverse was still his long-term bet, but he knew AI was the ground to get there. It could make virtual worlds smarter, more intuitive, more mortal. And so, he began weaving AI into everything. Incorporations that could talk, sidekicks that could make digital spaces on command, content tools for generators. Still, the challenge was, and to specialize it was mortal. Meta had come massive, and scale made closeness insolvable. The hacker culture of move presto and break effects had given way to caution and process. Mark didn't repel it. He had learned the cost of unbounded speed, but part of him missed those wild, creative early times. At home, his life was calmer. Priscilla remained his anchor. Their foundation, the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative, was now one of the largest humanitarian associations in the world. Its focus on curing, precluding, or managing all complaint by the end of the century reflected their participated sanguinity, an extension of the same belief that drove him to make Facebook that mortal progress could be finagled. He spent further time with his daughters, trying to educate them curiosity, adaptability, and kindness. In interviews, he spoke less about law and further about values. "The most important thing you can make," he said formally, is a family that loves and supports each other. It was a small statement, but it revealed Commodity deeper, a man who, after decades of erecting systems, eventually understood the limits of them. But that didn't mean he'd lost ambition. However, it had progressed, if anything. He no longer wanted to connect everyone just for the sake of connection. He wanted to produce tools that gave people agency. Under his direction, Meta started leaning into open-source AI development, sharing models, tools, and fabrics with the public. It was a deliberate shift down from the secretiveness of the old days. Mark wanted Meta to be seen as a platform for builders, not just druggies. The media narrative around him began to soften, not dramatically, but subtly. After times of being painted as a cold cracker, people started seeing the continuity beneath the face. He was then chasing profit or applicability. Presently, he was chasing durability. The idea that Facebook, Instagram, or Meta, whatever name survived, would still count in 50 times. In private moments, he reflected on that incongruity, how a design erected to connect people had also divided them, how a company meant to empower voices had amplified noise. He talked about it occasionally with close musketeers and instructors, scuffling with what leadership means when your invention shapes mortal jest. He couldn't undo what Facebook had come, but he could try to steer what it would be coming. Meta's coming generation of products was still reconsidering that vision. Mixed reality headsets that let people work or play in digital overlays. AI systems that could restate languages incontinently. Tools that help small businesses reach guests across mainlands. For all the review, Meta remained woven into the fabric of diurnal life for billions. And Mark knew that was both his topmost achievement and his topmost burden. When he spoke to workers, his tone had changed. The fiery intensity was still there, but tempered with the kind of clarity that only comes from time. However, he said during internal city hall, "We stop contriving if we only make what's safe. However, we stop leading if we only chase what's popular." It was the same morality that had driven him to Harvard. Only now, it came with the wisdom of failure. By late 2024, Meta's fortunes had sustained. The company was lower, slender, and more focused. AI-powered tools were integrated across every app. The Metaverse, while still far from mainstream, was evolving into Commodity more practical, a platform for work, literacy, and creativity rather than performance. Mark didn't see it as a single product presently. It was a direction, a gospel about blending digital and physical life. Outside of work, he'd started exploring new heartstrings. He came fascinated by jiu-jitsu, contemplation, and abidance training. Not for image, but for discipline. It was how he reset, a way to stay sharp in a world that no way break down. He indeed began contending in small martial trade events, surprising people who still imagine him as a quiet coder in an Argentine hoodie. When you look at Mark Zuckerberg now, you don't see the sensation who stumbled into history. You see a man who spent 20 times learning what responsibility feels like. He's not widely loved, perhaps no way will be, but many would deny his impact. He reshaped how humanity communicates, for better or worse, and now he's trying to do it again, more precisely this time. There's a quiet moment, frequently late at night, when he walks through the nearly empty Meta lot. The walls are lined with bills that formerly said move fast and make the future. Now they say focus on impact. He stops, looks around, and smiles noiselessly. Everything started with a dorm room, a many lines of law, and an idea. Everything still starts with an idea. The story of Mark Zuckerberg isn't finished. It presumably no way will be, because what drives him isn't just invention or success. It's the belief that connection, in any form, can still make the world a little better. And that's where we leave him for now, aged wiser, still rendering the future line by line.